Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. My name is Gabrielle. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Lorenzo Johnson, and I was on the file with Sane.
Okay, may I have your social?
418-08-0398.
Okay, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
My name is Lorenzo Johnson, date of birth, April 5th, 1968. Mother's maiden name is Margaret Louise Johnson.
Okay, give me one moment. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Nope.
Okay, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
Okay, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay, did you attend any college?
No.
Okay, do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you verify the state and the license number for me?
Driver's license 5235965, state Alabama.
Okay, have you ever had a Florida license?
A what?
A Florida license.
No, ma'am.
Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
2130 Finley Street, Jacksonville, Alabama.
All right, one moment. Okay, so may I have that driver's license number again for me?
5235965.
Okay, if you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
I can have it through my checking account.
Okay, may I have that routing number?
Okay, so let me see if I can find it.
Okay, yes, sir.
I should have another. Can I go on and give you the account number first? Because I
yes,
got
sir.
That already. Well, I think I had it. What'd I do with it? Okay, the account number is 3741. 771426.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find another piece of paper with my router number on it. I should have did all this before I got in touch with you. Come on, man. I'm looking.
Okay, yes, sir.
What it was, I had my route number. I mean, I had my bank account change, and I can't remember what I did with the old piece of.
Do you want to do the benefits card instead? Then call
do a
back
what?
with. Do you want to do the benefits card instead? Then call back with your direct
Yes.
deposit information?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Can you verify your telephone number for me?
Cell phone number?
Yes, sir.
Or home. My cell phone number is 256-499-3994.
Okay. Do you want to add your house number?
Let me see if I can find it on my phone.
Okay. You don't have to if you don't want to.
Well, that's okay then.
Okay. So that phone number is 256-499-3994?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your mailing address is 2130 Finley Street Southwest. That's in Jacksonville, Alabama, 36265.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Madison, Mobile, Anniston, Enterprise, or none of the above?
Anniston.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1987 Ford Tempo, a 1989 BMW 3 Series, a 1992 Dodge W350 pickup, or a 1993 Mercedes-Benz 500?
What was the question again? Which one I ever had?
Yes, sir. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased?
I don't think either one of those.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 800 Flowers Comp, Rodeo Pond, Southwest Managed Benefits, or Tyson Food?
Tyson Food.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 5057 Stonebridge Lane, 2 Short Street, 1156 Seneca Street, or 103 Moon Glow Drive, or none of the above?
2 Short Street.
Okay. Which of the following cities does Comer Johnson currently live or own property? Is it in Tampa, Florida, Pensacola, Florida, Ormond Beach, Florida, or Daytona, Florida, or none of the above?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm about to answer none of the above. I don't know a Homer Johnson.
Okay. These are yes or no questions. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
Last Tuesday.
Okay, give me one moment. So, your last day of work was on the 19th of July?
Yes. I mean, that's when I called back in, they said I was terminated as July 22nd.
Okay, but your
last day I
last.
went to work.
Okay.
Yeah, it was that Thursday.
You said Thursday or the Tuesday when you actually went inside the building?
It was Thursday, my bad.
Okay, last Thursday. Okay, give me a moment. So the 21st?
No, ma'am. Might have been the Thursday before that.
So the 14th?
Yes.
Okay, it's about the 14th. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business or your corporate officer for a business?
What was that again?
Do you work for yourself or own a business or your corporate officer for a business?
No, I don't work for myself or own a business.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trades or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 40.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage which you will sell?
About $19-$20.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what was your job title?
I was a truck driver.
Okay. What was the name of your last job that went on unemployment for?
It's Tyson Food / River Valley.
Okay. Do you have a good phone number for this job?
Yes, ma'am. It's 1-800-887-9931.
Okay, that's 1-800-887-9931. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. When did you first start this job?
All together or?
All together.
2017. Oh, well, now all together back in 2014.
Okay. Do you remember the month when you started?
It had been, I can't really remember.
Okay, because I would need to estimate the date when you first started.
Oh, okay. But the last time I got rehired was 2017, December 2017.
Okay, I can just put that date, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what city and state was the work performed in?
They out of Hansville, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And why are you no longer working at this job?
Well, I got sick a while back, and I took some medical time off, but when I got ready to come back to work, well, I've been working mostly first and third shift, and they wanted me to work second shift. And I tried to work second shift, but I couldn't. My body just wouldn't let me do it. So I got getting sick and missing too many days and failed to call in.
Oh, okay.
When I did call in, they said my job was no longer available.
Hey, give me one moment. What was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
I guess you would say my safety guy, Ronnie Demonia.
How would you spell his name?
Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E. Demonia, let me see if I got it. D-E-M-O-N-I-A.
Okay, was he your supervisor?
At one time, he was the supervisor. He's the safety guy. Now,
okay.
Somebody else that took over, took charge.
Okay. And what was the date of your discharge?
July 22nd. That's when I called them after that, and they said, as of July 22nd, I no longer had a job.
Okay. Any prior warnings for the similar act, like missing days without notice to employer? Did they give you any warnings?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
Called in last Friday to see if they needed me to come to work. And that's when I found out. That's about the only thing I did.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
I need my money.
Okay. Your temporary PIN number will be 9868.
9868.
Yes, sir. It's the last two of your social and the last two of your birth year.
Okay. 9868. I got you.
Okay. I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done, okay?
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Correctional System. Your correctional application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active correction application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit an online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet is going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. You're going to read this information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. But if you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about this information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Oh yes, I got one last question. You said I have a card issued to me, so it'll be coming in the mail.
Yes, sir. It'll be issued to you in 5 to 7 business days. That's after you approve for your benefits.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. Enjoy your day. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.